This is the Detroit Evening Report for Tuesday, May 31st, 2022. I'm Jerome Vaughn from WDET News. Former Wayne County Executive William Lucas has died. He was 94 years old. Lucas was also the first African American to be elected as Wayne County Sheriff and served as a circuit court judge during his many years of public service. Lucas had been a Democrat but switched political parties and ran for governor as a Republican in 1986. He defeated businessman Dick Chrysler in the primary, but lost to Democrat Jim Blanchard in the general election. The towing and bribery scandal that has plagued Detroit City Hall has widened. The Detroit News reports that Mayor Mike Duggan shared the name of a confidential informant with several people. Speaking on Mackinac Island today, Duggan denied intentionally naming the informant, claiming he didn't know the towing contractor was working with the FBI.
And the suggestion in today's Detroit News is that the mayor of the city should be told about bribery and a dishonest tower and not say anything. I don't believe that. I was a prosecutor for 3 years. When I learn of a crime, I believe it's my responsibility to act, and I did exactly what I should have done.
Former Detroit City Council member Andre Spivey told Duggan about the federal investigation and his impending indictment. Spivey was recorded by the informant taking a bribe. Spivey pleaded guilty to corruption charges and was sentenced in January to 2 years in prison. The Mackinac Policy Conference is underway. The annual event put on by the Detroit Regional Chamber gives statewide business leaders and politicians an opportunity to discuss issues and search for common solutions. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan, and Congresswoman Debbie Dingell are among those attending the Island Conference. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, journalist Ted Koppel, and Los Angeles Clippers owner Steve Ballmer are among those scheduled to speak at the event. Several of the remaining Republican candidates running for governor will appear at a debate on the island. Five others were declared ineligible to run after they failed to submit sufficient petition signatures. Metro Detroit gas prices continue to rise, causing motorists pain in the pocketbook. A gallon of gas now averages $4.73 in the area. That's a new record, up 13 cents from a week ago. AAA Michigan says a spike in demand for the Memorial Day holiday weekend helped drive prices higher. Motorists can save fuel by making sure their tires have the proper air pressure, removing excess weight from their vehicles, and maintaining the speed limit. And Detroit soul singer Anita Baker is returning home for a concert. She posted on her Twitter account that she'd be performing at Little Caesars Arena sometime soon and that tickets would go on sale next week, although she did not specify a date for the concert. Baker became a star in the 1980s with hits like Giving You the Best That I've Got. Her last official concert in Detroit was back in 1995. Thanks for joining us for the Detroit Evening Report. We'd love to hear from you. Drop us a line at detroitevningreport@wdet.org. I'm Jerome Vaughn, WDET News.